everybody. How y'all doing? My name is Marlon Morales. Welcome back to our Problem Podcast. Woo, this is going to be a really good day. We got some live music today. We're going to have a phone call. We're going to have a lot more things. But first, I want to hear the promo, please.
The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
farts,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
All right, how are we all doing today? Oh, this is going to be one lovely day in San Francisco, but first, is there a phone call right now, or is it going to come later on?
No, it's a phone call.
No, we got a phone call. We got a phone call.
She left.
Ah!
Oh,
she left!
We dropped the phone call.
So do we, like, call
so
back?
Do we call her?
She'll call us if she wants.
What if she doesn't want to?
Then she won't call back. We can have some music.
We'll have some music, but right now, remember that, Youth of the Year I was addressing last Thursday.
Tell him.
All right, guess what, guys? I became Health and Fitness Department Youth of the Year for the high schoolers.
Boo!
Hey, that's not funny, man.
I'm just kidding.
Lamberto, what Youth of the Year did you become?
Oh, we got to go. Wait, I think we got to go.
Oh, she called back? Send it up.
What do I do?
Send it up.
Say hello.
Hello?
Press the white button. There you go.
Wait, is she?
Yeah, she's talking. Can you hear? Yay!
Can I hang up? All right, cool. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Can you tell everybody else in here who this is?
I know you got to turn up your volume. I can hardly make out what you're saying.
So pick up the phone and talk to her through the phone.
All right, is that better?
What's that?
Is this better?
It's a little better.
I'm talking about that.
Is that better?
Yeah, is that better? But it's not really loud.
Is this good enough?
Yeah, I always have trouble with the volume for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Hello there.
So what's your name? What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Oh, my stage name is Sweet Gale.
Sweet what?
Sweet Gale.
Gale. Nice to meet you, Sweet Gale. You guys want to say hi to her?
What's up?
Hi.
Yeah, so what are you guys doing?
Right now we were talking about the Youth of the Year.
What were you talking about?
The Youth of the Year.
Huh?
We were talking about the Youth of the Year.
I'm not catching what you're saying. You're talking about, when it's not loud enough
an event,
to hear what you're saying.
An event we had called Youth of the Year.
No, it's terrible. I like to talk, but I can't catch what you're saying.
We were talking about the Youth of the Year Awards.
Some kind of an award. What kind of award?
Youth of the Year.
And what's that kind of, what is that?
It's an award where every year, kids work their butts off just so they get recognized by all the staffs and all by their volunteers.
They get recognized by what?
The volunteers and the staff.
They get recognized by volunteers.
Yeah, and the staff members. So it shows how much they dedicate their life to this program.
And what kind of program is that?
The Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, yeah, the Boys and Girls Club. They must have them do volunteer work for different organizations and stuff like that, right?
Yep, you're correct.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm talking to a young person because I'm discouraged with the way the world is going.
I can tell. The world is going discouraged.
No peace and people want to kill each other and blow each other up. Like, that's going to solve some problems. That's not going to solve no problems. Just going to make things worse. You know, you got to, everyone got to start thinking of how they're going to make the world better. You know? And you guys are on the right track. But still, you got to be careful, because even though you're on the right track, you're going to run into some people that are not that way. And you got to be careful that they don't do bad things to you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. I like the Boys and Girls Club, that they're going to have the young generation go out and try to better the world.
Thank you. That's appreciated to all the members here.
Thank you very much.
Sweet Gail. Yay.
Maybe it'll make a little dent in this messy world. All right. Thanks for the time. I got to go, too. Bye.
All right. See ya.
Yay.
All right, so now we have two young, talented people here with us. We're going to perform for us. How about you talk more about it, Marlon?
All right, signing on to my side, we have a singer and a guitar player coming to us. These guys are brothers. Give it up for Saul and Frank Cortez.
Yep. All right. So, what is the name of the song, Frank?
This song is called Good Life.
All right.
Myself in the city, near to a diddly. Don't really know how I got here. Got some digits on my phone, new names and numbers. I don't know address, places the guy been road. It turns the night, not turn to whatever we want. Young enough to say, oh, this has gotta be good life. Could really be good life. It's gotta be good life, good life. Say you're, it's the city that you can't fight. A city to find night. Could really be good life, a better good life. To my friends in New York, say hello. My friends in LA, they don't know where I've been for the past 2 years or so. Paris to China to Colorado. Sometimes airplanes can jump out. Sometimes bad stuff. Don't look now, we got stories. Please tell me it was best to complain about. When acting like a fool, let it take over. When everything is out, you gotta take it in. Oh, this has gotta be good life. Could really be good life. It's gotta be good life, good life. Say you're, it's the city that you can't fight. A city to fight night. Could really be good life. Better good life. Oh, good life. Obviously, I feel like there might be something that I'll miss. Obviously, I feel like the window's closing in so quick. Obviously, I'm taking a mental picture of it now. Cause obviously, obviously, I have so much to forget about. Oh, this has gotta be good life. Could really be good life. It's gotta be good life, good life. Say you're, it's the city that you can't fight. A city to fight night. could really be good life, a better good life. Friends in New York say hello. My friends in LA, they don't know where I've been for the past 3 years or so. Paris to China, to Colorado sometimes. Airplanes can't jump out sometimes. That stuff don't look now. We got stories. Please tell me it was best to complain about.
How about that, folks? That was beautiful singing from Frank Cortez and the beautiful guitar by Saul Cortez. Let's give it a round of applause for these guys again one more time, guys. Or does anyone can hear me? Oh, I couldn't hear myself. I thought I was talking to myself. Oh, great. Now I have a
He's on three.
Great, what is this, TMZ now? Dang, I didn't know I was on TMZ, but all right. All right, so, Lamberto, how did you feel to win another Youth of the Year award?
It felt good, but how about we interview the two artists who just performed right now? How about,
all right.
Let's do that.
All right, let me ask Cortez a question.
All right.
How hard did you practice?
Well, we've been practicing for quite a while now. I think we've been practicing for probably like a few months for this song, so yeah.
Hey, Saul, I got a question.
Yep.
So is this like a cover song you guys always perform?
Well, we can perform like different cover songs and stuff like that, but we also are trying to like make our like own
like
music
compose,
as well.
Compose on music? Yeah, that's nice.
It's hard, but I mean like, you know, we're trying it out, so.
Wait, so now I got a question for both of you guys. So first, okay. Frank, do you also play the guitar or do you just sing?
Well, I play many different instruments. I do play guitar, very little. I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I also play maracas, bongos, a little bit of harp and other.
Ooh, cool.
Other.
How about you, Saul? Do you play any other instruments or sing?
I can sing, like, I mean, I can sing, I guess, but anyways, so I started with the violin during fourth grade. That's kind of when it started. So, so during the sixth through like eighth grade, I kept playing violin, and so about 2 years ago, I started playing the guitar. So,
Do you have another question for them, Marlon?
Who originally wrote that song?
Pam's got it. How about you ask the question, Pam?
Who originally wrote that song? Who's it a cover of? I've never heard this song before. You guys.
Well, this song is called Good Life by One Republic.
I've never even heard of One Republic. Are they a, is it, it's like a youth, you guys all know who that is, right? Am I dumb because I don't know who One Republic is?
Actually, he's been around. I guess you need to get out a little more.
I need to get out a little bit.
I'm not trying to be mad to you, but
it's
just
all good. I just don't listen to all the music. My other question is, how did you become such a great whistler?
Well, I've been seeing people like whistle. I kind of practice it on my own, but mostly on other songs. You know, to get better and to also get like some whistle parts from songs.
Yeah.
And then I could like just hit them.
You're a great whistler. I don't think I've heard a talented whistler like that in a long time. Like you were totally on like it sounds like singing. It was like crazy. I can't whistle at all. So that's it. That's all I got. Hey. And then yours is all like clear, like an actual instrument. It's pretty awesome. Cool. So that's all I wanted to ask.
I had another question for you too. Is there any other songs you guys do, or is it just this one? Because at the Youth of the Year event, you guys also did perform this song.
So at the Youth of the Year, we did perform this, and we have other songs, but I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. If you guys have time, maybe we might be able to play another song.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have time for
Do we have a timer? Yeah. All right, let's get one more song on.
Do it one more time.
Music again by Soren Franco Troy. Let's kick it off.
Yep, the name of the song is called Kiss Me by Ed Sheeran.
Settle down with me, cover me up. Against my chest, this breast to my neck, falling for your eyes. They don't know me yet, with the feeling I forget. I'm in love now, kiss me like you wanna be loved. You wanna be loved. You wanna be loved. My neck, falling for your eyes. They don't know me yet, with this feeling I forget. I'm in love now, kiss me like you wanna be loved. You wanna be loved. You wanna be
job.
What a no! Can this thing? All right! What an amazing song! Give one more big round of applause for these guys. One more time, guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so Eduardo over here had a question for you guys. So
All right. So Saul, hey Frankie, this is for you two. All right. Okay. So I have this question. What inspired you guys to become to start singing like all this? Like for what? Like for money or for kids, for the girls, for what?
You can answer first.
Okay, so to me, it started out with a friend who like showed me like all this other type of music, and I said I wasn't really interested, and then they told me to like go for it, and so I kind of listened to him. So at first I'm like, it's not my thing, and then after I started hearing all these other songs, I started getting into it.
So I think for me, it was kind of like a stress reliever. I don't know why, but sometimes when I feel kind of stressed, I kind of just like take out the guitar and like play along, you know. I feel relaxed after a while, so I think that's for me.
Wow.
Saul, you were talking about like a like stress relievers. Like, is that like the only thing you have for stress relievers, or many other different things?
No, I kind of I play soccer as well, so you know that's fun. Yep. You know.
Oh, rare fact, you guys, rare fact. Me and Saul have been playing soccer together since we were like in third grade, something like that.
First grade, something like that.
And a question for you, Frank. What was like do you like practice? Like how often do you practice like singing?
To me, I guess it's like every day, cause I sing like in the car, sometimes at school. You know, my friends want me to sing, I sing for them. Here at the club, and yeah, almost like an everyday thing for me.
Mm-hmm. I see. So do you guys like at home? Do you guys like oh, we're bored. So I will pull out the guitar. Let's like sing and play the guitar for like an hour or two. Like, how does it work?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I don't know. It's just kind of like we're bored sometimes. Like, and then we're just like, all right, let me just take out. It's usually me who takes out the guitar, and then Frankie comes and like helps out with the again with like the other guitar. So yeah, that's kind of how it's. I don't know. We just kind of like feel it for a while, and then we just keep playing. So yeah.
And have you guys ever like tried to record yourself on like a software program? Like, you guys don't record your guys' songs and like post them up on SoundCloud?
We do record our songs.
We record our songs, but not like on like a software or anything. We just like record it to hear our voices, you know, to improve our voices little by little, you know.
Marlon, do you have any questions for these two young talented boys? Wait. Before I like stop, like can you guys tell the audience how old you guys are?
Oh, I'm Saul, and I'm 16.
I'm Frank, and I'm 13 years old.
You're 13? No way.
And that, people, is young talent for you guys.
That's what I call young talent right there.
Thank you.
I don't need to ask these questions because I knew them for a long time. These guys are good cousins of mine, but I will say these guys are really good singers. They even sang for the Youth of the Year. That was actually really good singing about when the Youth of the Year.
They played two songs. What were the songs they played again?
It was Good Life and what was the other one? Oh, Count on Me by Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah, right. I remember the first song. I just forgot the second
song. You forgot the second song?
Yeah. And so now we have community news with Eduardo.
Bring it, Eduardo. Let's hear what you got.
All right. Thanks, Parejota.
All right. Call me Parejota one more time, and this is not going to go in well for you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Go ahead.
All right. So for the news, this is what we got. So you guys all know that on Mission, there was a fire, and one person died, right?
They did? Yeah, whoa, one that's person died. Nice.
And also on Market, there was another death of another person.
Actually, I have something about that. Give me one second. That was actually a homicide. There was actually three. There was in a car, three suitcases were found with three dead bodies. That is something I've never heard before. I heard that yesterday. Three suitcases and another homicide. That's the eighth homicide in January, and we're in the new year. What kind of world are we living in?
This world, I don't know, man. It's just crazy right now.
So, what do you think? Does this world, have we lost what we have from 2014, or is this a new, oh damn, we're gonna die hell?
I don't know. I just think that, you know, I don't know. I really don't know what to say, what to comment about this, but I just hope that, you know, there's less homicides than there were last year, than there were this year.
All right. Go ahead, Lamberto. Let me hear what you got.
All right, so now me and Ramiro have this funny. Wait, one last question.
There's just something very important I forgot to say.
What
it's
is
like,
it?
Frankie, you want to say the donations you need and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
You need donations for your friend who lost his house that got burned?
No, it's not that. Hang on, let me address it to him. So my cousin Frankie wants everybody to please donate stuff to Thomas Edison Charity Academy on Dolores Street.
Charter.
Thomas Edison Charter Academy on Dolores Street.
And you can donate anything like that can help them.
Yeah, because
food,
so what
water,
happened?
Some clothes, anything that's helpful.
They're doing the same thing tonight at Doc's Clock. On they're right across the street. They're on like 22nd and Mission, and they're taking donations of clothing and food for the victims of the fire of last night. So.
All right. So you were trying to say something. Go ahead.
Okay. So what happened was that my brother Frank, his friend lives, or two of his friends live, like on the apartment that got caught on fire. So that's why he's kind of like asking for some donations.
Wait. Really quickly. Is your friend like? Cause I was reading something on Twitter. I don't know if like if it's true or not. Probably is. But is your friend one of the kids who like jumped off of the building?
Yes, that's one of them.
Oh my God.
We heard about that. We heard there were people dangling. I hang out with comedians, so we were joking about it because that's what we do. But we were like, there's danglers. There's people dangling from like windows. That's crazy. And I heard some people jumped, and I was like, with like a three-story roof, and they held on the edge and jumped down. So brave young people.
I have to say, that's something no one would ever do. I feel sorry for Frankie's friend. I do feel sorry for you, my man. I really do. Actually, right now in this hour, this is comedy time. So let's get some comedy jokes. And Pam, let me hear one. Let me hear you crack one.
The thing is, most of my jokes aren't clean. I'll try this one. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Jesus.
Jesus who?
I know. Did that guy exist or what? Is he like made up? Is he just a story or like, I don't know.
All right, Lamberto, kick it off.
All right. So as I was saying, me and DJ Ramiro right here, right next to me, we had a funny argument about hip hop before the show started. We were debating whether East Coast hip hop or West Coast hip hop was better.
Who won?
I say that East Coast hip hop is.
I say West Coast.
So we're going to play a really good song from the East Coast from back in the days, and a really good song from the West Coast back in the days.
All right.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And yo, Black, it's time.
Word
timing. It's time, man.
Alright,
begin. Yeah. Straight out the dungeons of rap. But fake don't make it back. I don't know how to start. Yo. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface sniffing, holding an M16. See, with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peak holes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out, defeat foes. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplane. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grams with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-Packs get off quick forever. Reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the MAC-10 was in the grass. And I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the MAC up, your brother's back up. The MAC spit, lead was hitting. One ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook. Couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger.
Alright, so so as you guys can hear, this song is way better, obviously.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yeah.
It's West Coast. West Coast music. Best hip-hop. As you can see here, this is Tupac. Hit him up. This is clean.
Tupac's in this. Bad boy killer. Hey, fat boy. First off, touch your chick in the click you claim. Westside, when we rock, I'm equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I bust your wife. We bust on bad boys, brothers touch for life. Plus, Buffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark-ass tricks. We keep on coming while we gunning for your juice. Steady rushing while we busting at your fools. You know the rules, Lil Caesar, go ask your homie, or I'll leave you. Cut your trick ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil Kim, don't conversate with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. It's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride the night. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Mess with me and get your caps filled. You know.
So as you can see, that was Tupac, the legend. He apparently died in the 90s, which was very sad for the hip-hop community.
It actually was. Even if I'm not a huge fan of Tupac, it's still crazy to hear stuff like that happen.
Yeah, people keep on saying that he faked his death, but
people keep on saying he's in Cuba for some reason.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. I think he's Cuban. Maybe. I'm not sure.
No one really knows. All right, let me ask you and then Romero. Why do you like Eastern?
Because it's better than Western. If it wasn't for East Coast hip hop, West Coast hip hop wouldn't
exist
pretty much. Yeah, it came
right,
out of that.
Romero, DJ Romero, why does Eastern is better than Western? Why is that?
It's the other way around, pal.
Why is the Western then to you?
Because I think they have better rappers. Because they have a lot, like Tupac, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and all of them. They have pretty.
Okay,
good
songs. I'm not gonna lie. N.W.A. is a great group. I'm
yes.
not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna
They're
lie either. That's
group.
A great group.
I have a new T-shirt that I like, and I guess I can't say the F word, but there's a picture. Do you guys know the band The Police?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a picture of The Police on it. Stuart Copeland and Sting and all those guys. And then underneath it says F and W.A.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I like to wear it all the time and people look at me and it's because you see The Police. Anyway, it's funny.
It really is though. So, Eduardo, what was the thing you were telling me earlier? You wanted to say something really quickly? Eduardo. Hey, Pajirota, I am talking to you. You said something earlier. What do you want to say? Ay, Dios, water then. All right, right now we got about a few minutes, so let's hear let's hear what you got. All right, so right now we are gonna enter a little bit of comedy music right now. So, comedy right now. So, I want from Lamberto and then from Romero.
What?
You got no jokes?
No, hell no, I don't got no jokes. Ramiro's got jokes. Ramiro's a funny guy.
All right, DJ, let me hear one.
Wait, can I say the A word like the ASS?
You can say ass. Yeah, sure.
Ass. All
right, so I got a pretty funny.
That's a joke already. Okay.
I said a joke. I got a pretty good pickup line. It's like, it goes like this. Hey, girl, is that phone on that back pocket? Because that ass is calling me.
Damn. Hey, Romero, thank you. I can use that to pick up line later. Oh. All right. Let's hear some. These musicians got one. So, musician got one? All right. So, wait, hear one.
Bring
up fat jokes. No fat jokes. No.
Then.
Never mind.
Never mind.
These guys only make fat jokes because of me. Because
of you.
It's a funny thing. It's hard to do fat jokes if you're not fat. It's like a thing. It's kind of like an accepted thing in comedy that if you're skinny, you just don't do fat jokes. It's like a thing. I tried to do them once and it didn't work and nobody liked them. And it's called bombing when you do really, really badly. I bombed with my fat jokes. Nobody likes people that are mean. That's the problem.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. That's
got
to hurt.
Oh, Eduardo got a joke. Wait.
No, I don't got a joke. But Saul, remember Hot Pockets?
Hot Pocket.
Hey! Hot Pockets was not a good joke. That was just a bad thing about me.
It was more
the Marlin joke, Hot Pockets?
What?
Hot Pockets.
What about it?
You remember that? You used to do that joke a lot?
Just Hot Pockets, right?
Yeah.
Well, why is it that you guys ate Hot Pockets? Can you guys explain?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what happened was that. So what happened was that Eduardo here, he comes up with these weird code names. I don't know why, but he comes up with code names with and anyways, we called Marlon Hot Pocket for a while. We're just and Marlon was just what's going on? And then we're just all Eduardo, tell him.
So what was your code name, Saul?
My code name? I don't have a code name.
There's actually there's a comedian named Jim Gaffigan who does a whole set about hot pockets, and then he calls them diarrhea pockets because he talks about it's a really funny joke. Look up Jim Gaffigan Hot Pockets, and it's a really 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 funny joke that he does. He's a pretty famous comedian.
Okay.
All right. The reason I cannot have these guys have fat jokes is because the last time they said it, they went like this. When was the last time you entered the car? Because I could tell You broke the windshield. I did not break the windshield. You farted. How can you tell I farted? We're going at 140 miles per hour. When you fart, it goes faster.
We did that?
He's like, wait. When did we say that? All right, you guys. Well, that's it for the day.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right, everybody say bye. Everybody say bye.
Use that pickup line.
Thank you for another Thursday.
Thank you for having us.